And a good morning to you. It's Sadiq and Dan on this Friday, the third day of April. Today is Find a Rainbow Day. Usually you need a little mixture of rain and sun for that. And I think we're supposed to get some rain today, but I don't know about the sunshine. We'll see. Maybe you have to create your own rainbow today. Today is National Chocolate Mousse Day. Woohoo! It's also Tweed Day. Tweed, Tweed Day. Celebrates one of two things. Either it celebrates the warm, fashionable woolen clothing that originated in Scotland, seemingly always in fashion, or it celebrates the birthday of a corrupt New York City politician, William Boss Tweed, who was born on this day in 1823. Some parents in India, two different families in India, have, given their newborn children some very timely names. One family in India had a little girl. They named her Corona. Another family in India had a boy, and they named him Lockdown. Nice. Very inspirational. Is there a child out there someplace named Titanic, Great Depression, Y2K? I don't know. New Coke. Remember New Coke way back? A guy in Canada is seeking federal approval so he can fly a kite to a height of 20,000 feet. The man from British Columbia said he wants to break the Guinness World Record for the highest kite flight, which was set back in 2014 when a man flew his kite to a height of 16,009 feet. He's checked with local airports but needs approval from Transport Canada to attempt his record. He has yet to hear back from that agency. But I wonder, is that 20,000 like in American feet or Canadian feet? I got to know. Maybe. There's an abundance of chicken wings out there. Have you heard about this? The cancellation of March Madness and the NCAA tournament. Restaurants across the country are now stuck with an abundance of chicken wings. In the weeks leading up to the tournament, suppliers and restaurants stocked up. And now, apparently, the wing business is totally in the gutter. He says the only way anybody's selling wings is for curbside to go. So be on the lookout. In the food industry, they're attempting to redirect wings normally bound for restaurants to the supermarkets. That's all right. I like chicken wings. What's your favorite way to eat them, I wonder? A lot of people are into that buffalo thing, not so much here. Barbecue is good. Plain is fine. For me, my favorite way is teriyaki. And I think I just surprised a lot of people by demonstrating my cultural side and also by using a four-syllable word properly. Today I have an interesting challenge ahead of me. Today, I told my wife that I would make bread from scratch. I don't know exactly what's in it. I grabbed out of the cupboard some things I thought were going to be part of it. Syrup, chocolate chips, brown sugar. Apparently those things are not welcome in the bread. I'm supposed to make, I believe it's a French bread or an Italian bread. I think it's a French bread that I'm supposed to. I don't know. I have to look more carefully at the recipe. But there's a lot of stuff in there. You know, I don't even know where we keep it in our house. Like flour and yeast. Where do we keep yeast? Where do you keep yeast? I have to start looking around the house for yeast. I don't know where to look. Anyway, I'm making bread from scratch today. Never done it before. I have some anxiety about this, so pray for me, will you? Pray for me today. Got to make bread. Well, speaking of praying, let's do that. I want to take a couple of the intercessions that were part of morning prayer in the Liturgy of the Hours for today in our prayers this morning. So let's start out in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you and thank you for the gifts of this day, both the pleasant and the difficult things that we will experience this day. And we offer again these intentions from morning prayer. Help us, Lord, to deny ourselves today and not to deny those in need. May we receive this day of penance as your gift and give it back to you through works of mercy. Master our rebellious hearts and teach us generosity. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.